From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, Republicans are fighting over whether to cut military spending or boost it in this year's budget. We'll look at how the U.S. defense budget has changed over time.
But first, we'll look at why the confirmation for U.S. Attorney General is stalled in Congress. It's been more than 4 months since President Obama nominated Loretta Lynch to replace Eric Holder, and it looked like the Senate would take up her confirmation vote this week. But yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said it would have to wait until members passed a controversial human trafficking bill on the floor today. Here he is talking to CNN's Dana Bash.
Sounds like you are threatening to hold up Loretta Lynch, who has been in limbo for months and months.
It's not a threat. We need to finish this human trafficking bill that came out of the Judiciary Committee unanimously.
Let's bring in Domenico Montanaro, NPR politics editor. And Domenico, we'll get to that trafficking bill in a moment, but it's really unrelated to the vote for Loretta Lynch, who was, as we said, nominated in November. What's going on there? Has she lost some of the support she initially had since then?
Well, no, it's really just a timing thing. Mitch McConnell, who's the Republican majority leader, controls the floor, controls the agenda, and he wants to deal with this human trafficking bill first. Now, Loretta Lynch, who is the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York since 2010, she's dealt with a lot of high-profile cases, including on public corruption, terrorism, the Abner Louima case back where they convicted several New York City police officers for assaulting him. So she's somebody who Republicans say is highly qualified, but this is the longest anyone has had to wait to confirm a cabinet member. And Democrats really have themselves to blame here in large measure. One, for not bringing her confirmation vote up before the new Congress took effect in January. They could have done this before the midterm elections or slightly after that, even in the lame duck session. And, you know, they didn't apparently read this human trafficking bill that they admit to. And that has pushed this off and apparently has angered Mitch McConnell.
Let's explain why. Because the human trafficking bill, again, which had a lot of support, hit an unexpected roadblock last week because Democrats discovered there was an anti-abortion provision in the bill. Explain.
Yeah, so this bill itself creates a domestic trafficking victims fund, which is paid for by fines from crimes. And that's something that had massive bipartisan support. It was sailing along, unanimously voted out of committee February 26th. And then on March 9th, last Monday, Democrats noticed this abortion language preventing the government from funding abortions. Now, you might ask, what does that have to do with human trafficking? That's what Democrats are asking after they'd missed this. But it's customary that in a lot of these spending bills, they put in this language from the Hyde Amendment that has been over and over. They put this in spending legislation that saying that the federal government cannot fund abortions. Democrats are upset that it's in there. They didn't think it would be. And we're at this standstill where now Democrats are threatening to filibuster this when it comes up for a vote either today or tomorrow.
Well, and you also say that it's not that Lynch has lost that much luster, but some Republicans are saying she has. She made comments that they interpreted as being supportive of undocumented immigrants. Her supporters say, no, she was actually talking about herself, about African-Americans who have, been in the country and have a history here. And there was a debate over that. So what do you think is going to happen? I mean, Senate Democrat Charles Schumer of New York says, you know, Republicans have failed to move forward with her nomination. They're using excuses. This does have something to do with her.
Right. And I don't think what I'm saying that she's lost support because of the human trafficking bill. I think that she's had been at a point where she lost support after her confirmation hearing, where she said that she felt President Obama's immigration executive action was actually reasonable. Now, that's something that a lot of Republicans decided, well, even though we think she's qualified, we don't want an extension of Eric Holder, which she seems that she could become in their view. So really, because of the president's action on immigration, they're holding that against her. And what's fascinating here is that that could mean, because we've only seen four Republicans come out and say that they would support her, that would give Democrats 50 votes. Mm. That would mean that the vice president, for the first time in our history, would have to break that tie to have a cabinet member appointed. That's never happened in U.S. history. We've had 244 vice presidential votes weighing in on various pieces of legislation. John Adams did the most at 29, but Vice President Biden has never had to do so, and he may very well have to come in to do that for Loretta Lynch whenever she does get a vote, be it this week or next.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. Domenico Montanaro, NPR politics editor, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.